Hello, welcome to Charred Episode 8, Charred New Haven Pizza Show. I'm Kevin Begley, Frank Zabski, and we are so happy to be here in Stratford today. We're at the Parlor Pizza Joint right on Ferry Boulevard, and we are joined by Mackenzie, who is the owner and operator of this spot. And first of all, it just smells delicious right in front of me right now, but thank you so much for having us here today.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
And so you already brought out some pies for us.
Yep.
Looks like we got a classic cheese and some other ones here, too. Let's go through them.
Hold on. First of all, it's not cheese, it's mozzarella.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Frank. It's moots.
You know, I'm trying to teach you all the new words. It's hard sometimes.
Yep. We try to use mostly the best ingredients we can find.
Yeah.
So you get your sauce, you get your grande cheese. We use imported pecorino romano before and after the bake. Then we have the Parlor over here. Mm. It's one of our signature pies. It's got soppressato, buffalo mozzarella, garlic, onions, and it's topped with hot cherry peppers and honey truffle.
Ooh, that
I knew I
really
smelled cherry peppers over here. It's like
so you get a little bit of that spicy sweet play.
Yeah, that's nice.
And then over here on the left or the right, it is the barbecue ricotta. So you get barbecue, bacon, chicken, ricotta, onions. Everything has oregano on it before it goes in. And again, you get both cheeses, or you get the pecorino romano before and after the bake.
Nice. I got to pick up one of these. I can't look at this any longer. Let's see. Yeah, look at the undercarriage there.
So I've had a lot of buffalo chicken pizza before, but I never had ricotta on there. So I call it ricotta.
Yep.
Ricotta, ricotta.
Ricotta, ricotta.
But I definitely want to try one of those, but I don't want to try it now.
Delicious.
Thank you.
Really good.
Thank you.
Not to eat on the podcast, but I couldn't resist. It's so good.
Easy, Kevin. Easy.
Yep.
Now, your menu, I was just looking at it earlier. There's so many cool pies. Do you guys have a meeting where you like brainstorm ideas for the pizzas, or do you just come up on them on your own?
A little bit of everything. We run weekly specials. So on top of those that you saw, we run a different one every Friday. It comes out. Last week, it was an oxtail pizza.
Oh, wow.
With buffalo mozz and red onions, and went really well. It was a limited time thing, but it's always a group effort here.
Yeah. Was there ever something that you put on the menu temporarily and then it stayed because people wanted it so much?
We have vegan pizzas, so the spicy barbecue is roughly based off the barbecue ricotta.
Oh, nice.
Vegans wanted something, so we gave them an extra one. We had four, and that was our fifth. So that was the only one that we've actually added since we've opened.
Awesome.
So permanently.
So the sign over here, established 2020.
Yep.
Give us a little bit of the history. How did you start this place? Sort of your history with pizza in Connecticut. And
So everybody loves pizza. that's what you quickly
realize.
You're
on the right show.
That's
for that,
what
yeah.
you quickly realize in Connecticut. Prior to this, I was a personal trainer in Greenwich, and I was doing, 4 a.m. to 9 at night.
Wow.
Driving back twice a day sometimes and stuff. So I had some partners in the very beginning, and they had a smaller spot, and they wanted more of a restaurant. Long story short, kind of got rid of them after 4 months and went from being a private partner to here 12 hours a day, most days a week.
But
I love it. And like I said, everybody loves pizza. People in Greenwich, there's kind of a common denominator.
Yeah.
So that, poor, rich, doesn't matter.
That is funny going from the personal trainer to pizza. It's like you gotta eat the pizza then work out to get it off.
Yeah.
You went from pumping iron to pumping out pizzas.
Yeah, nice. Pretty much. So it was a big whirlwind. I had never worked in a restaurant prior.
Oh, wow.
So everything was learned here.
Oh, yeah. It must have been overwhelming at first, though.
It was, but the pandemic was kind of like a blessing in disguise because it was 50% capacity and mostly takeout only. So it kind of had a slow start, which made it doable.
Oh, that's interesting. It's like you eased into it a little
bit. Yeah, kind of made it easier for
now,
us.
Did you have the idea to open before the pandemic started?
We did. We took the space over the August before we opened. So it took us almost an entire year for build out and with the pandemic juggling that. So finally in the following August of 2020, we weren't able to hold out any longer. We needed to open.
Yeah. That's so interesting, though. It's almost like it's better to do it that way than if you had established it a year before and then had to close and all that.
Yep. So it was kind of nice. It was a learning curve, and I feel like we learned in part of the hardest times, so it's moving forward should be easier.
Yeah. What did you grow up on? Because Frank and I always talk about the pizza that you grew up on. So the last episode, I was just talking about Chuck E. Cheese. Not that I grew up on Chuck E. Cheese, but it's a memory I have of eating Chuck E. Cheese pizza. But Frank obviously grew up on New Haven and, and Pepe's and all that. So what did you grow up on?
So this establishment was actually a pizza restaurant for like 40 years prior.
Oh, wow.
It had been closed for 4 or 5 years in between. So it was Jerry Shakespeare Pizza, and this was a staple. They served it at the schools in town. Not the best, not the worst.
Yeah.
But it was here. Other than that, like Sicilian, a lot of like Vazis type stuff.
Yeah.
Stratford stuff, New Haven occasionally, but that didn't pique my interest until I was able to drive there myself and go and hang out and eat good pizza. And then we went pizza tours and we went on everywhere, you know, across the country eating pizza.
Do you get people who used to go to the original place coming in now? And that's great.
A lot of the people come in looking for Jerry's Pizza. Actually, the Parlor is a name that has like 144 pizza spots in the country. There's two in Connecticut, three in Connecticut. So we get some people that call us by accident and order here. And I'm like, hey, you ordered my signature pies. Like, how'd you get so far to get my menu?
But, yeah.
Right. It happens. It's all right. It's fun. It's kind of like free advertisement for everybody.
Right, true. So those other Parlor restaurants aren't affiliated?
No affiliation. Right. Nope, just this. And then last year we launched a trailer. It's the Parlor, a rolling joint.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 35-foot wood burning oven on the back, full kitchen, parties, weddings, pizza festivals.
Pizza fest. Yeah, good transition. Yep. Yeah.
We did a something for Vicky Soto 5K last year, also at the amphitheater, so that was pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yep, we try to do as much as we can. So.
So the name Rolling Joint, does that have anything to do with other substances that we can't talk about?
Yeah.
tongue in cheek,
Of course, you know, they go hand in hand, pizza and everything else, but yeah, it's kind of a play on words with the pizza joint and a rolling joint, so it's fun. Actually, we were doing a wedding last year, and some lady stopped and asked if we were a mobile dispensary. And she walked into the middle of this wedding and just said, like, hey, you selling stuff? And I was like, no, get out of here. But, yeah.
But you could have, like, a THC-based pizza or, you know, a
oh, that'll be the next thing.
Yeah, depending on, you know, laws and regulations and something, maybe it's in the future, but probably not, you know.
Yeah, my
probably
pizza
only for certain events.
Right. You have to get the THC beer first at the bar. And then
and I heard that's all a legality thing, who knows.
So do you do a lot of weddings? That's an interesting thing to have at the wedding. That's fun.
Yeah, we have two or three. We did two last year. We have three this year. We just booked another one yesterday. They're fun. It's really fun. It's buffet style usually. Last year we did desserts. We're doing a Philly cheesesteak station at one this year.
Oh, that's neat.
So we try to do anything. Every party is kind of customizable. So we do as much as we can for each party.
When my wife and I got married, we had like a late night slice station. Yep. So like when people were leaving the wedding, they had the slices.
Somebody actually asked me to do that in 2025 already. And I'm like, hey, I don't want to commit to that yet. Can you call me next year? But yeah, so everything, you know, late night, early mornings, whatever it is, the truck is available for that. So, and that's fun because it's a nice change of pace.
Yeah.
I call this place a fishbowl.
Right.
And the truck is beautiful. I don't know if you can call it a truck or trailer, but like it's this beautiful black, gloss black truck. Super clean. You can see the oven. I mean, it's a nice setup.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys didn't seem like you spared too much change.
Nope. So I got that used off a website. A guy in Florida was selling it a year after he bought it and built it. And it's from a company I looked at building, and I went to Texas to have one built and just didn't work out with them. So we found the used one, and it's been great.
Breadstone?
Huh?
Was it Breadstone?
It was Breadstone, yeah.
That's where I got my oven from.
Yeah, I just didn't like their oven. It's a very low dome and small door and stuff. It's kind of seemed more geared towards bread and stuff, which is fine. And if you know how to use it, it's awesome. Just wasn't what we were looking for. And so I found the porch trailer, the same as I would get from them, but I got it from SDG Trailers, who actually makes the trailers for them, and then they put their ovens in.
Sure.
So you learn a lot when you're going to buy commercial stuff and big equipment and that kind of thing.
When you were opening the Parlor pizza joint, did you go through the same process looking for an oven in here?
So actually my partners had the same brand of oven, but a smaller one.
Ah, okay.
So we got with the company and they had two larger ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we just picked the round and not the oblong version of what they had in the larger one. So it's a Belforno from Italy.
Yeah.
So it's a kit, and then it was built right there in the corner.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So the cool thing about these pizzas, because I've been here a couple of times with my family, is, you know, we were talking before, and you kind of described this as like neo-New Haven.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
Because it's definitely got a sourdough taste to it.
Yep, we use a starter, and we it's naturally fermented and naturally leavened a little bit. So
yeah,
it's definitely not exactly New Haven, but it's not big, puffy, Neapolitan style. It's cooked through. It holds itself up.
It really is like a mix. It's because it tastes light.
It's very light.
It's got almost like fluffy in the middle.
Yep. The air stays in it very nicely.
Yeah.
And people sometimes say it's kind of like a a Danish, not a Danish, but like a pastry type dough. Mm.
Really good.
It's comparative sometimes. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took me a while to get used to. Like, the first couple of bites, I'm like, oh, this is interesting. But as I ate more and more of it, I liked it more because it was different.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I love New Haven-style pizza, and we all do. But, you know, this is just something that's really cool, different. It's fresh. It's hot. It's crunchy. You know, most people maybe not would not even taste that sourdough, but because I've had a lot of them, I can. But, you know, I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
And you guys have been super successful.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a fun ride. We haven't done much advertisement other than like Instagram, social media, that kind of thing. The Pizza Fest, just getting our name out there and that kind of stuff, handing out T-shirts. It's been really fun.
It's almost like a grassroots like ground game. Just so you
yeah.
And I feel like with pizza, it's so much word of mouth too.
Yep, people either love you or hate you pretty much. So
100%.
Yeah, if people know to hate you, then they come with that expectation before they even come in the door. And if they know everybody loves you, then they usually come in with more of a smile and a little bit more, you know, welcoming and endearing.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of fun. It's mostly family. I have my mom and dad that come here. They're retired. They come in the evening and help out.
Oh, nice.
My girlfriend's here during the day in busy times. We have a baby who her second birthday is on the Pizza Fest day, August 11th this year. So
oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so she'll be there for her birthday. Maybe we'll get everybody to sing to her.
We'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's fun. It's been a family experience. We have a lot of people, really great crew. I was telling Frank earlier about how I have one guy that makes all my dough. He does everything, so everything's very consistent at this point. And
yeah.
It's taken some time and trials, but it's gotten there.
Are you usually on the oven, or do you have other people who are on the oven?
I cook.
Yeah, you do.
If I'm not here, if I'm on the trailer, there's people that will cook.
Yeah.
But if I'm here, I cook.
If you're in the building, you're cooking the pizzas.
Yeah,
nice.
Pretty much.
So I want to backtrack on one thing because I think it's kind of cool. So prior to you getting together with your two buddies to open this place, you never made a pizza or had very little experience.
No. Terrible experience.
Ungots.
For sure. Yeah, very little experience. I think I made like two. My grandmother's Italian from Italy, so I've definitely made pizza with her and eaten her pizza my entire life. Very different from this, obviously. The pictures on the wall are actually all family members.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh, that's neat.
Yeah, Naples and, yeah, she's from Italy. So
that's awesome. So it's in your blood.
Kind of. That's my uncle who owned a pizzeria in Florida, or my mom's uncle, actually.
Wow.
So my second uncle, I guess, owned a pizzeria in Florida for many years prior to this. So kind of in the family.
So when you said you had bad experience making pizza, was it just you couldn't figure out how to make it taste good, like how to do the dough?
Yeah. I mean, I think the most...
You might have had too many of those joints.
Yeah, something. The most notable experience was like over a campfire while we were camping and using like a package of dough mix. Like,
oh boy.
Yeah, it was a bad time.
That's
so
sinful.
Yeah, before that, not much pizza experience, no food experience, like no restaurant experience, just
it's almost like that's a little bit better because you don't have bad habits from the past, or
exactly,
you don't have things
yeah.
that you're resting on from
and I've
prior.
Noticed that with like hiring new people, it's almost better to hire people with no restaurant experience than to hire people because they don't have the bad habits, and you
yeah.
can train them exactly the way you want,
get a new mindset about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so yeah, a lot of our people didn't have pizza experience. My chef right now is the only person that's come to me with pizza experience prior to this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it makes it unique. Like, you can do it your own way as opposed to, no, I did it this way at this pizza
yep,
place
exactly.
I used to work at.
So, and everybody's trained exactly the way we want it done. Straight, they usually start at, like, cutting pizzas and then move to stretching pizzas and then slowly building. And if they get that far, they learn how to cook them, but... Yeah.
That's awesome. It's a little pizza factory here. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Churn and burn, baby. Churn and burn.
That's great.
Yep.
So we were talking about the Connecticut Pizza Fest, August 11th, your daughter's birthday.
Yep.
That's going to be a great time. And, you know, when you come to something like that, when you get people coming up to try your pizza, do people give you – because I always wonder, because I'm not at the pizza stations when we're at that, do they give you instant feedback?
Yeah, or sometimes they'll, like, double back around.
And say, like, oh,
yeah,
this is great.
Or, like,
yeah.
last year we had a lot of people, like, call us or DM us on Instagram and Facebook and just be like – hey, it was great. Like, we really loved you. We have people
yeah.
that come in after that. So even the ones that are, like, a little crazy or a little bit less, like, you know, the signature pies and we do cheese and that kind of thing, it creates customer base and it creates an experience. So
yeah.
they see the trailer and then they start thinking about parties or ways they can use it. Or
yeah.
Because so.
I always think people who are critical online with a review that, or a comment on social media, they're never going to say it at the Pizza Fest to your face, most
yeah.
likely. I mean, you'll probably get people here and there. But
yeah, every once in a while. Usually not the negative comments. Usually
yeah.
people don't bring those exactly to your face.
right.
They like to wait like a week or two and talk junk on the internet. But yeah.
The one thing I've figured out in Connecticut, is that, you know, you don't stay in business in Connecticut selling pizza by accident. So the fact that, you know, you started basically prior to COVID, you made it through COVID, and now you're, you know, prospering is a really good sign. Because, you know, bad pizza does not last in Connecticut, period, end of story. And Stratford and Milford, you know, we're all kind of close to New Haven. You know, if you had junk, you'd be done.
That's the other thing. And we have a pretty limited menu, so it's pretty much just pizza. We do salads, chicken wings, and french fries. Everything's made here, so we brine the wings. We cut the french fries from potatoes. Yeah, we try our best to keep it as fresh and as made daily as possible.
And that makes it a great family spot, too.
Yeah, little kids love it, too. And yeah, since it's so light, they come in, they'll eat like 5 or 6 pizzas, pieces, and they're like, oh, my God, they usually only eat 2. So, yeah. Obviously, it's a little bit different. It's not as filling. It's not super, super cheesy or greasy or anything. So you can eat a little bit more usually. People come in and finish a pie with no problem.
So I have 2 daughters, 5 and 2, and when we make pizza at home, they love doing the dough and all that. Now, do you make pizza at home ever or no? Because I feel like with people who have a pizza place, you just make it here, right?
So when we bought the trailer, we made some at home and stuff, and I have made it with my daughter a few times since. And my girlfriend is a baker. She had bakery experience prior to this.
Oh, okay.
So she loves to do that kind of stuff, too. I don't make it at home as much as, like, you would probably think.
Because you're doing it all day.
Yeah, and I, like, people will ask how to reheat it, and I have no idea because I don't bring my pizza home. I eat it here. So I don't really ever reheat it. I just make a fresh one. So I don't know how to reheat it. I don't know the best way. But it's, we eat it at home. I eat pizza almost every Monday somewhere else. So Monday's our day off here. We're closed. So generally I'll go and try a different pizza place almost every Monday.
Try another spot.
Just try a different spot. Just usually cheeses, usually, you know, something that catches my eye. If I see something that's getting a lot of good reviews or looks different or something along our line, then I try that. But, get out there.
It's almost like keeping up with the competition or the people just that you're fans of.
Yeah, exactly. I like pizza, and I like to see what everybody else is doing and see the differences. And
I do believe, I always say, when you try a new place, you got to start with the cheese, because if they can nail that, or if they don't do it well, you know from
there's
there.
Nowhere to hide.
Exactly. There's nowhere to hide with a good cheese pie. So cheese pie, my favorite here is like a cheese pie with just the honey truffle from that pie on that pie. And it's really nice. It's subtle, but it's a little bit of sweetness on there.
That's the other great thing that I love about pizza is people customize however they want. You know, everyone has their own taste.
Yeah, but you can make a pie out of anything you want here. We have vegan options, dairy-free options. We have vegan meats. You can do vegan cheese with real meat. You could do real meat with vegan cheese. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's great. That's great to just, like, customize to whatever people want.
Yeah.
Plans for expansion. Not specific, but just.
I'd love to. I'd love to do a takeout location somewhere sooner than later. Kind of prep everything here and send it over there, and maybe
local within, or you can't say
no plans in the no plans in the works, but I like to speak things into existence. That's kind of what happened with the trailer. Just talk about it until it happens.
I like that, speak things into existence.
So if you talk about it enough, then somebody's going to call you out on it, and you're going to have to make a move. So
it's like manifesting.
So
I like that.
It's probably within 20-25 minutes max of here, probably in the southern direction from here. Westport, Fairfield.
Yeah, Fairfield County.
Something like that, Darien.
Yeah.
We'll see. Like I said, nothing's ever forever, so anything could change any day.
But, I mean, we talk about it all the time. We talked about a couple episodes ago about how it's so rare to see, like, a brand-new pizza place in Connecticut because there's so many of the legendary ones that have been around forever. You see them expanding, the Sally's, the Pebbies, and all that.
Yeah.
So it's impressive that you've opened a brand-new spot, and then it's – and like Frank said, like, you know, if you have bad pizza, it's not going to last. So it's a testament to you,
That's the scary part about expansion is not having your finger on exactly everything and having to trust the other people and – sometimes quality goes down a little bit, so and it's not comparable to the original. So I don't think we would do it until we were all ready and I had the right staff and somebody that wanted to run it. They would definitely need, like, a full-time manager. Possible owner, like part owner or something. Just in order to make it work. Somebody has to be there, like I'm here.
Exactly.
Kind of obscure question. What temperature do you bake your pizzas in, roughly?
So I heard you talking earlier about how pizza takes...
You're setting this up. It's not good.
Pizza takes the heat out of the oven. So during the day when it's a little slower, anywhere between 580 and 600, And on Friday nights when we're cranking a lot of pizza, the ambient temperature, which is the air, would be like 660, 680. Okay. But the stone is a lot cooler. So you have to find the heat somewhere. And if it's from the top or from the side, you get it. So definitely crank it up higher on the weekends when we're busy. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, generally right around 600.
I mean, and these three pizzas are all really baked, you know, very evenly. You know, it's, obviously you know the oven pretty well.
Yeah, so
you get the nice char too.
Yep. So I've been on that oven for pretty much 3 years, 6 days a week. It's gas fired, so it's pretty easy to handle and stuff. The one on the trailer's wood fired, and that was a whole nother learning curve. Is learning how to control the fire, learning how to.
It's an art.
It is definitely an art, and it takes time and effort, and you have to pay a lot of attention to the fire. Like you have to watch it.
Yeah.
And the size of the logs you're throwing on, and the everything changes. So.
I always like to hear how many pizzas on a Friday or a Saturday. What do you crank out on the weekends?
So on average, like 340-ish on Fridays. We've gone as high as like 385, 400.
Wow.
If the truck and trailer's out in the same day, then it could be 500, 600. I was explaining to Frank earlier about how the truck could handle 500, 600 pies in 3 hours.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and so if we add that to a normal Saturday here of 225, 300, it's a busy day.
And once I started, like, let's say 3 or 4 years ago, I started making pizza at home, I started to really realize, because I would prep like three doughs on a Wednesday for Saturday, and it was a lot of work. And then I'm like, these pizza places are, you know, obviously you have people helping you, but you're making hundreds and hundreds of pizzas. It's a lot of work to get it going.
You can't do it on your own. Like I said, I have one guy that does all the dough. Yeah. In the winter, he'll do like 1,200 doughs a week by hand. And in the summer, could easily reach 2,000 doughs, 2,500 doughs in a week.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's fermented, so we use dough from a day or two prior.
Yeah.
So it has time to rise and everything.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I had a pizza truck for 4 years. Prior to that, well, during that, I've been an IT guy my whole life up until a couple years ago. But where I'm going with this story is until I had my pizza truck, I had a whole different respect for anyone in the food service business because I was doing one, maybe two parties a weekend.
Yeah.
But the amount of work that it takes, because everything has to be washed, rinsed, sanitized before and after and all the work in between. And it's crazy.
It did add a whole nother element and a whole nother 40 hours a week when the truck's out there, between cleaning the truck after the events for the party the next day or stocking it, or most of the time I'll go drop it off at like 6 a.m. and go back to start the fire a few hours before the party. Mm-hmm. And then we bring the dishes back here, we bring whatever leftovers and everything back here, and then we all come back here and work. So I come back here and end up cooking dinner that night. I come like after the pizza fest, I came here afterwards and finished dinner shift.
Wow. Just like Arsenio.
finished dinner shift. So it creates like 16-hour days, but it's fun. And like I said, it's nice to get out of here and connect with people on a more personal level.
Yeah, yeah. And when it's your own place, I feel like that changes a little bit too, like not minding being here. And
it does change some things. It gets old after a little while, especially when you have a small child that you want to hang out with.
Yeah, that's very true.
And, you know, spend some time with. But it's worth it. It's been a good investment. It's been fun. It's a nice change from what I was doing.
And apart from people actually coming in here, which everybody should, and come try the pizza and hang out here, but where can people find you online, like social media?
The Parlor Joint on Instagram and Facebook. We have a website. It's theparlorjoint.co because our first one, .com, got hijacked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like 2 months ago, everybody was like, hey, it brings me to a spam site. And I was like, fuck.
But that's another part of the business that people don't realize. Like, it's not just opening a restaurant
it's
anymore.
It's never ending, electronics, I'm terrible with speakers and internet and stuff. So you learn how to deal with all that. You learn how to order stuff, purveyors and changing purveyors and changing delivery times and dates to work better for you. You learn how to deal with it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having us here. We can't wait to see you at the Pizza Fest this year. August 11th, by the way, if people haven't got their tickets yet, ctpizzaandbrewfest.com. You can get them there. We're going bigger and better this year. We have a whole bunch of breweries. We got the pizza places there. And we're going to have live music. Yeah. We're going to do pizza panels. We're doing a live version of this podcast at the Pizza Fest.
Yeah,
so
that'll be a lot of
don't
fun,
wait till a day or two before, because more than likely they're going to be sold out. Just giving you a warning.
Yep.
Yeah. Anything you want to say before we wrap up?
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you a lot.
And everyone come visit Mackenzie at the Parlor Pizza Joint here in Stratford, Ferry Boulevard. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. You can subscribe, share, find us on social, Charred New Haven. And we'll talk to you next time. Remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.